at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm visiting with Nick Hustedy with FMC. And Nick, first of all, what do you do?
I'm a technical service representative.
From like what territory?
So I cover Illinois and Wisconsin.
Okay. We got a great show going on here, I think, by all, you know, just judging from the crowd and all that. How's traffic been for you?
It's been pretty consistent. We've had some people coming through and had some good conversations. So overall, good show.
Well, I think one of the things you're here to talk with them about is Authority Max. Let's start there and tell me a little bit about the product and what you want these growers to know.
So Authority Max is a new product that's within the Authority brand, and it is a product that has an optimized ratio of an ALS component and a PPO component, which the PPO component is the base Authority molecule. And it's a very flexible product. It can be applied early pre-plant, up to 3 days after planting. So we're getting some foliar activity out of the ALS component of this product on ALS susceptible biotypes. And then again, we have the base Authority molecule in there for the in-season residual on your water hemp and Palmer amaranth.
I've heard a lot of discussion here about resistance. Is that something that you hear in talking with folks, maybe not even just here, but also in your territory?
Yeah, the distribution of glyphosate-resistant weed species is really on the rise, and that's one of the key fits for Authority Max, is it's going to allow growers to apply higher rates and still have a rotation-friendly product. And, you know, sulfentrazone's a really good product on these glyphosate-resistant amaranthus populations. So, and another thing that you really have to consider when you're trying to control these amaranthus populations is plant height. And the chemistries that we're coming back with post in glyphosate-resistant soybeans, they're very high-sensitive. So what we need to do is get higher rates of our pre-emergence product down, and that's going to allow us to have a wider window to be timely with our post-applications.
So you said new. Tell me how new and where we're at in terms of seeing, you know, use of this out, because we're about to go into a new planting season.
Yeah, so we'll have a full commercial launch this year. So we looked at it in university trials last year. We've got a good idea of where it fits as far as weed spectrum, and we feel it's going to be a really good fit for growers to use higher rates and see better in-season activity.
Anything else about Authority Max that you would like your customers to know, or maybe some producers who are just trying to decide what they want to put in their toolbox this year? I know they could give you a call probably, but depending where they're at, you've got some resources for more information too.
Yeah, one thing to consider is that it's a dual mode of action product, and when we think about the distribution of different glyphosate-resistant weed species, it's really important to integrate herbicide programs and diversify chemistries. So with this product, we have two modes of action, and that's going to help keep the tools that we're using effective.
Well, it is always something new with FMC, it seems like, these days. You've really been adding to that portfolio and expanding it. So I appreciate having the opportunity to visit with you here, Nick, at this National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.